He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for caring about freedom and liberty on this Sunday edition. I'm going to go to Julio, Tom, David, Ryan, Liz, Warren, Mark, Tim, Glenn, Jeremy, Tom, Mike, and everybody else. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. And then I'm going to get more into the economy. An amazing story out of the Independent. China rethinks its controversial one-child policy. Very big news. And what's happening with the Mexico situation. The globalists trying to implode our country along with Mexico. That's coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Julio in Illinois. You're on the air first.
Come on, Alex, a second. Hey, Alex, sorry I was on, I put you on speakerphone. How are you today, sir? Beautiful day here in Illinois. No chemtrails to be found. Quickly, a guest suggestion before I talk about 9/11 and what you've been talking about today. Someone like Mike Adams or someone in the health field to discuss the dangers and potentials of cloned meat and clone products we've been eating. I saw you had something posted about clone salmon approved by the FDA. That stuff's pretty dangerous. I don't know if you've heard of the movie Splice that came out, but that movie's all about like transhumanism, and it goes into that 50 facts the founding fathers wouldn't have known. You had posted on InfoWars, but going into 9/11. I think it's key, especially when you talk about Glenn Beck, for the Glenn Beck deception, to talk about the Mockingbird media and how they clearly are a big part in covering this up and trying to dumb down the public, because we still, in the 9/11 Commission report, do not have any specific info on building number 7, the key building. BBC reported twice within that hour span that it was going to fall. Aaron Campbell or Brown on CNN was right behind building 7 and reported to the country that it already had fallen. Well, I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Alex? I mean, it all goes back to the Bush, you know, link with Prescott Bush to start Mockingbird Media, and then.
Well, look, I mean, I have made or produced 6 films on 9/11. We've done probably 500 or more interviews on the subject. And more than just Mockingbird Media, that's government financed or controlled, that's now admitted out in the open, was out in the 70s in a lot of congressional reports in the Church Committee. But now, before they would just deny world government or deny, you know, most of these issues, now they've got to have their people come out and admit some of it, or they try to radicalize alternative media to make us so kooky or people so racist that it demonizes the overall questioning of the system. But the overall structure is so corrupt and out of control, it doesn't matter how much they infiltrate to put out disinfo or how much they try to start infighting. This is a runaway train they can't stop because people instinctively know what's happening. Julio, I appreciate your call. Hard to believe it's been 9 years since those staged attacks of 9/11. Tom in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
All right, sir.
All right, but listen, I wanted to thank you. It's been almost a year now that I saw the most excellent film that you produced to date, which is The Fall of the Republic, and you helped wake me up to the issues that are happening out there in the world, and I can't believe that I'm an attorney, and I didn't know things like there was a private Federal Reserve System that we're borrowing our money from the things that you have taught us in the past years, and I want you to know that there is an awakening going here in Connecticut. I can't go a day. I was in the gym yesterday, and this young man walks up to me and says, starts talking about the Federal Reserve System. And then I meet another kid, and he says, can I have some links? And now I'm sending links from you and links from The Secrets of Oz and links for Ron Paul. And but there is a worldwide awakening. And I said,
and that's why the globalists want to start World War III. It's why they want a domestic crackdown, because we are kicking their butt.
Well, I just wanted to thank you for for all your hard effort. I don't know how you do it on a daily basis, because I tell you, I went down the rabbit hole, as you said, and at one point I had to stop listening to you for about a month because it became so frightening. It's overwhelming to see that my children be going to a war that, for no reason whatsoever, as your children.
Well, God bless you, Tom. Great points. Yeah, but it's because we have children or we care about the future that we can't stop. I mean, it's painful for me to have to look at this information and stay focused on it, but it's reality. And overall, we're so much more fulfilled because we do face the hard truths. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is...
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. We are live. It is Sunday, the 12th day of September, 2010. We're taking your phone calls right now, and then I'm going to get into the economy. The acceleration of deterioration on the border and the outrage of Obama now admitting what we told you really last year, that they've ceased basically all deportations and arrest of illegals. But that is USA Today, U.S. Shift's approach to deporting illegal immigrants. The Obama administration is changing the federal immigration enforcement strategy in ways that reduce the threat of deportation for millions of illegal immigrants, even as states such as Arizona, Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, and Texas are pushing to accelerate deportations. And I remember this 5-6 years ago, Houston Chronicle reported over 250,000 illegal aliens who had committed violent crimes were released in 1 year, including arson, rape, armed robbery, without being deported. You can rape a woman, spend a couple years in jail for it, and be released in Texas. That's your lawless criminal government. But they tell you, oh, give up all your rights or Al-Qaeda will get you. Then you read the federal research, the federal training. It's all aimed at you and your business, your farm, your guns. The criminal corporations that run our government hate real Americans' guts with a passion, and they're funding the radical Muslims. Makes me sick. Let's go quickly to your calls. David in Missouri, you're on the air.
Great, great Sunday broadcast, Alex. I just want to inform you that you have the power to save lives, and if you can check it out and urge your listeners to go to the Aaron Hansen Surgery Fund. That's my brother. We don't have insurance. We're poverty-struck here, no options. You know, I don't know if people understand, like, what they have nothing in this world and not even be able to afford an operation to save your life.
Well, let me stop you there. This is a huge point, and listen, I appreciate your call. We don't screen calls, David, but if people wanted me to try to get my listeners to help them, you need to email me, talk to me about that. But you're not being told the truth. You're being lied to. In fact, guys, let me think of the exact headline, Dallas Morning News. Majority of Parkland Hospital births immigrants. And then you read the article, it's illegal aliens. I'm going from memory here, but they're going to pull it up. It's from a month ago. 76% of the births at Parkland to illegal aliens, and guess what? All of them free. All of them free. Now, I know about this because my dad is a dentist and oral surgeon. When he went to dental school at Baylor, he was taught that at least a third of his work under the Hippocratic Oath was to be free or charity. He still does it. There it is. Parkland Memorial Hospital delivers more of those babies than any other hospital in the state. Last year at Parkland, 11,071 babies were born to women who were non-citizens, about 74%. So I got it wrong, 76. 74% of total deliveries. Most of these women are believed to be in the country illegally. And then it goes on. That's Dallas Morning News. Scroll it down. I want to see the headline. It's free. Across Texas, 60,000 babies of non-citizens get U.S. birthright. See, I could sit here and tell listeners to try to send this poor guy money for his brother. Or I could help everybody by educating everyone. So, I grew up watching my father do free dentistry. Other dentists don't do it anymore. They're supposed to. I grew up watching him get up at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. or midnight, two or three times a week, and go downtown to a hospital to rewire somebody's jaw who'd been in a car wreck who was a charity case because it had to be wired right then. I grew up watching that. I grew up him leaving the house and then not getting any sleep and staying up all day with his dental practice the next day. Okay? I watched that. Now, one of my employees, I'm not going to say his name, though he might want to come on someday and talk about himself. He wasn't my employee at the time. This is 5 years ago. I'm at his editing studio making Martial Law, the film Martial Law. And I come one day, and he's collapsed on the floor. He's lost about 20 pounds in the last month. He cannot eat. He's got an autoimmune disorder, admittedly caused by the measles shot. In every test, it's found in their intestines, the antibodies for it. It causes an autoimmune response in the intestines. He has Crohn's. He couldn't eat. He went to the doctors. He went to the emergency room. They said, you're just going to have to die. We're not going to give you medication. We're not going to, he couldn't get insured because of the pre-existing condition. They said, you're just going to have to, you know, just go away. And I went to him, and he got in an argument with me. And there he was, sitting on his couch, having to go to the bathroom to vomit, diarrhea, you know, just couldn't eat anything, dying. And I did research on Crohn's. I already knew it was vaccine-induced. And I told him, number one, you can't eat any GMO food. That helps trigger it because it accelerates the autoimmune problem, just like if you already have allergies. Other, you know, eating GMO accelerates it. That's admitted. And I said, let me tell you. You go to the hospital and you show them that you don't make a lot of money and that you're a charity case, and they're going to deny you. But then you point out that you know that the illegal aliens don't have to show an ID, insurance, nothing. They're instantly given coverage because they know about this trick. La Raza and Mecha tell them. They don't tell anybody else. For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Illegal aliens come here. They have ads in Mexican newspapers. Say, come here. They fly in 2 days before they're supposed to have the baby. Their water breaks. Whole thing's paid for. They're made citizens. The welfare, full welfare is paid. And then they're taught, help bring down America. Help bring in the North American Union. Help vote for anti-gun movements. Now, see, I said I'd take calls, but this one issue, I may talk the rest of the... No, I'll get to your calls, but, I mean, I could talk all day about this. And there's USA Today. U.S. ship's approach on deporting illegal immigrants. Goes on to say they're not deporting them anymore. That's already been the policy for over a year. Now it's public. I'm right again, because I do the research. And I explained to him. I said, doctors are supposed to do one-third of their cases as charity. They'll have to look at your credit, look at your money, and you meant to pay a little bit, but I said they cannot deny you the care. He didn't believe me. I finally got him into the doctors. They were going to do the surgery that cost more than $20,000 in Austin. He decided to go to New York to be with his family. He went to New York, had the top Crohn's doctor in the country do the surgery, remove part of his intestines, and 5 years later he's well and healthy and works out every day, and he isn't dead. And he went in there. He couldn't believe it. He said, it's absolutely true. I didn't know this. The hospital admits citizens aren't told. It's a big secret that it's all paid for. All paid for. Because the hospital, under regulations and common law, under precedent, and under the state medical examiner boards, is supposed to give you that health care if you can't afford it. Doctors were taught that in medical school. Now they're not. Do you understand that? It's so frustrating every day to get emails and calls of panicked people saying, I can't get in college because I won't take these 27 different vaccines they're ordering. Or my child's being kicked out of school. There is no law you got to take vaccines. They have a waiver that you're supposed to sign. It's a regulation. At the universities, it's all lies. They count on you being ignorant. Oh, you know all the college football scores, but you don't understand any of this, and no one else will tell you. And why, I don't know. There's probably a bunch of idiots out there. Rather than look into what I've just revealed to you, they're just going to say I'm a liar. It couldn't be true. The illegal aliens get everything for free. Why do you think you see illegal aliens driving around in brand new Dodge pickup trucks, $45,000? They don't pay taxes. Their wives get welfare on top of the construction crews they run. I've got statistics on that, how rich the illegal aliens are getting. Now, I don't dislike the illegal aliens, but the point is they're getting free health care and you're not getting the free health care. It's called charity care. Okay, you can get a liver, you can get lungs, you can get brain surgery, you can get everything. But under this new health care bill, they have bioethicist boards that can start denying it. And they're going to give you morphine instead to kill you better than a hammer. So, your brother is supposed to get full treatment! Full treatment! I'm sick of how much knowledge I've got, and I got to watch all these people who aren't ever told the truth. We'll be right back with more Veritas.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action. information or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I got really angry in the last segment because it illustrates everything we talk about here 6 days a week. Matt Ryan, one of my producers, wasn't aware of this. The rest of the crew out there wasn't aware of it. Shows I haven't done my job. But they went and searched charity care and pulled up laws in all 50 states. Let's put up New Jersey for people, and I'll read you the state law there on charity care. We'll put it up on the TV screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Where does funding for hospital care payment assistance come from? The source of funding for hospital care payment assistance is through the Health Care Subsidy Fund administered by Public Law 1997, Chapter 263. That's New Jersey. We can search the term Texas charity care law. But it's more than that. The hospitals charge you 2-3 times what it really costs for profit when you have insurance. And then they put it in a fund, but also the doctors are required under their license to give at least a third of the care at reduced or free. And these funds, there's the Texas Health Resources Charity Care Law, enacted May 1993 by the Texas legislature to establish minimum levels of charity care that must be provided by nonprofit hospitals to retain their tax-exempt status and to establish uniform planning, budgeting, and reporting requirements through the Charity Care and Community Benefits Activities of Nonprofit Texas Health and Safety Code Section 311.045. And let me tell you what Mecha and Laza and what the federal government, state governments do. The illegal aliens are God. They are told all of this. They come in on the planes from China and Europe and Mexico, and they land, and it's all free. Let me tell you a story, and then I'm going to your calls. 8 years ago, Kevin Booth wants me to go water skiing with him. I go out on Lake Travis with him. We're about to go in. We've been water skiing all day. And I see a barge dead in the water in the middle of the lake by the dam. And they're waving for help with smoke coming out of their engine. There's big waves out there in the middle of the day from all the boats. We pull up. Kevin says, I got a bad feeling. Don't help them. I got a bad feeling. Don't help them. It's a bunch of Arabs. They don't even really speak English. They need help. I jump off. I swim over. I climb up on the side. A big wave hits. I fall. My hand falls in the door. My fingers flopping around with blood shooting out. Get it together, climb up the boat, gun it into the marina. People are yelling at me for the no-wake zone. I tell them where they can go. I say, I want to ride my own car. He goes, no, call an ambulance. The ambulance takes 30 minutes to get there, drives 15 miles an hour. I get to the hospital on a Sunday. It was Brackenridge. I pull in. It's a waiting room full of illegal aliens. And they're, oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, I got a toothache. All this business. They're going in. They're going in. About an hour goes by. My dad gets there. He goes, yeah, you got to get that reattached quick. It's still numb from it because it didn't get attached quick enough. And I start politely going over saying, listen, I need to get my finger sewed on here. You see this? I need to get it taken care of. All the skin ripped off, just dangling. And finally, I said, listen, I'm a radio talk show host, and I know you got charity care, and I got insurance here. You've taken over an hour to run this. And I'm watching these illegals go in for nothing, while blood's just, I got a big towel wrapped around, blood just running down my arm, my finger dangling by a little piece of meat. But because I had insurance, I was treated like a piece of trash. And my finger is still screwed up today because the nerves died in it. Now, That's what's going on here. You know what it's like having a numb finger? You don't feel it when it's under stuff. You don't feel it when you twist it. You don't feel it. It's not good to not have your nerves. But the point here is, I was watching illegal aliens with no ID, no nothing, Rolls Royce Care. But they saw a big, fat, scumbag American come in that government hospital with money, and I was a piece of trash. The illegal aliens are told how to get everything free, and then you're told, oh, there's no health care for you when the whole system's there by law, and then they pass it with bioethicists running it, where it raises the premiums on everybody and allows them to reduce care. The death panels are real. It's already coming out in the news. Oh, you're an old lady? You're over 60? This is what the writers of the bill admitted. You don't need to have your eyes fixed. We need to have the money for somebody else. Oh, God. It's total fraud. Everything's a scam because Americans are such gullible, sheep-like people. If you knew about liberty and about the laws and about money, that those of you that have insurance are already paying by increased prices to pay for the stinking health care for everyone. You understand that? You've already paid the money in taxes and increased health care prices to pay for everybody's health care. But that isn't going to happen because these big, fat, greedy hospitals with the insurance companies lobbied to be able to raise your health care prices and give you cruddy care. They wrote the stinking bill. And did the stinking Republicans go after the legislation on those grounds that would have shot it down? No. They said, Obama's a socialist. Obama wants to give everybody something free. No. Obama's not a socialist. He's a global corporate New World Order pimp. The insurance companies wrote it to give everybody cruddy care and increase prices. The heads of the insurance lobby were in the Wall Street Journal admitting they wrote the stinking bill. And of course it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. They don't want you to know this. And I think about how many citizens have got legs cut off, arms cut off, heart attacks, skin cancer, Crohn's disease, whatever it is, and they try to go in to get health care, and they're turned away at the hospital. Now, if you come in with your leg cut off right there on the spot, they'll go ahead and get you in. But if you come in there with, you got cancer, you got some money? Go out and raise the money. Go out and beg for money for 6 months while the cancer's eating your lungs or eating your liver or eating your brain, and then maybe. I'll never forget 3-4 years ago I was watching House of Commons on C-SPAN. And Blair got up, then Prime Minister, and member of Parliament after Parliament got up and said, Mrs. Such and Such from this area waited 19 months for brain surgery. It was almost 100% operable if it was done within 2 months, but she waited and died. Tony Blair admitted, yes, that's too long to wait. It's wrong. Case after case where they have some of the most expensive health care in the world, and when Brits need health care, they come here. When Canadians need health care, they come here. And now it's admitted. They're actually just giving old people who are sick in England morphine. They just kill them. They don't give them any care. And that's what you've got. Our old, wonderful health care system is being removed, and a new health care system is being brought in, where government-appointed bioethicist boards, that's what it's called. You can go look. You can see Rahm Emanuel's brother, the doctor who runs it, saying, yeah, we're going to deny people care. You can read Tom Daschle's book that was the model of the health care bill saying old people don't get eye surgery. You're above 60, you don't get it. You're going to pay insurance by law, and then the insurance is going to be denied for your surgery. You're going blind? Get a cane. Get a stinking cane! These are a bunch of cold-blooded eugenicists that'll screw up and rob anything that isn't nailed down. All right, I'm going to take your calls when we get back. Stay with us.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery at just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have NucAlert. More than just a radiation detector, NucAlert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. NucAlert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. NucAlert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See NucAlert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy 3, get 1 free. Buy 3 packages of Life Change Tea and get 1 package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy 3, get 1 free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy 3 get 1 free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. And look, you yell and scream and get angry about your football team, but you don't get angry about your country being robbed by a bunch of criminals. And that's why you're going to get robbed even more. You've got to start getting angry about the public being ignorant and America being destroyed by design. Now, I'm going to take your phone calls. I want to get into this huge China news. Rethinks its controversial one-child policy. A lot of key info here. I want to get into the border situation, latest developments there, but let's just go to your calls right now. That other caller just sent me off into a tailspin because the care is waiting for his brother right there, and the stinking hospital won't tell him. Ryan in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on something else, and I'm mad, Alex. I had two questions for you real quick, and I'll let you go. And the first question is, why do Americans have health care? My second question is, why do you have a donate button on every page of your site, but you won't help out the Aaron Hansen surgery?
Another guy. And I'm told this guy had him call earlier during the week. That's amazing. I just told people how to get the health care. These funds have been put in. The hospitals are keeping them. And I told the guys, I said, I bet they don't even go after that. Amazing. I appreciate your call. Exactly what I'm talking about. The real solution, you can catch fish for somebody, or you can teach them how to fish. But I'm supposed to be like Jesus here, just endless loaves and fishes. Sorry, can't do it. Liz in Illinois. Liz, you're on the air.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say I just got my bachelor's actually in philosophy, and I wanted to say that everything that you said, especially in Endgame, has just confirmed what I had already learned, especially in my political philosophy.
Oh, that's all they teach at colleges. There's too many people. World government's good. Owning guns are bad. The family's bad. And then you come out on the air and say, I don't want your global agenda. And they say, you're a crazy person. None of this exists.
But actually, I was going to say not even that, but more towards what you're saying. Like, for example, I wanted to bring your attention to a specific philosopher. His name is Giorgio Agamben. He's Italian.
Yes.
The last name is spelled A-G-A-M-B-E-N. But he specifically, I think, wrote his book Homo Soccer, H-O-M-O-S-A-C-E-R, which talks about, it's like basically a Latin term for sacred man. But it talks about the state of exception and the way that, sovereignty itself is aimed at their life. And it's really all about control.
You've got to control your own land. You've got to understand reality. You've got to know how to plant a crop, fix your car, stand up for yourself. And we've been put into a domesticated, servile spectator mode of passive people that are just told what to do like sheep, hence sheeple. And they also have the panopticon system that the French came up with 200 years ago of making us all feel like we're disempowered and that we're all being surveilled, so we just give into the system instead of understanding we make the system.
I think it's specifically, though, about dictatorship, too, about, like, calling a state of exception or martial law. It really discusses the paradigm of martial law as really central to the paradigm of government itself.
And what's your final point on that issue?
I just think you should really check it out. I think you'd really enjoy it. It's a theoretical book on the paradigm of power, the paradigm of martial law. And it's really current and up to date.
Top philosophers for thousands of years wanted to be read by the elite, so they wrote about social control. Of course, Plato being the prime example of that, the prototypical example. Liz, I appreciate your call. Lauren in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Watching on Prison Planet here. Just wanted to confirm a few things you've covered and maybe mention one extra thing. I'll try to be quick here. Please ask your listeners to take action, because if we all take action on all of these things, do something every day, we can defeat these people. F-16-19, the Livable Communities Act. Please ask your please people look that up. S-510.
Yeah, that's a sustainability feudalism takeover grid.
Then to UN Agenda 21 in ICLEI cities.
Public world government law, Agenda 21, total enslavement.
Yep, you've covered also Klobuchar's Safer Air Act, mandatory.
Now they're saying any dust from a farm is illegal. They've got legislation, a House and Senate bill, and I've read the bill. You cannot make this up, where selling your neighbor a pumpkin is illegal and you'll go to jail. So they're just shutting everything down. That total control, Feudalism, thousands of years old, is a practice of the controlling ruling class not allowing the slaves to be self-sufficient. And that's what we're going into. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. That's why they want to overtax. They know what they're doing, Lauren.
Absolutely. Just one correction. You said Sibelius was EPA, I believe that's Jackson. The last two...
I'm sorry. Well, she's the one over the carbon taxes.
Yes, correct. Two of the last speeches I've watched, Barry Sotero mentioned common purpose. I just want to request you get Dr. Tenpenny on this fall to address the flu vaccine issue with the combination, an LA Times article about them forcing vaccinations on the healthcare workers. All healthcare workers need to stand up for everyone's rights.
Well, that's another example. I saw a local Austin newscast last week, where they admitted they're going to ban plastic bags. They're going to have forced inoculations in Texas. They're going to control everything you do. And they just admitted all this hardcore tyranny. People are like, well, plastic bags, that'll save the earth. They tell you what type of light bulbs you can have, what type of toilet, what type of house, what type of bags. It's all about control over everything you do. If people think plastic bags are bad, actually paper creates more acid, more toxic waste, destroys more trees. It's one thing to get people socially to do better things for the environment, but really all it is setting the precedent for total control. Lauren, I appreciate your great points. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to talk to you about national sovereignty. I've been reading these Fletcher Prouty books, and he has an interesting idea about national sovereignty. And I wasn't very much interested in this until I started listening to your show a few years ago. So let me just read a real quick quote by him from page 162 of the JFK book. It says, although it is always assumed that national sovereignty is inviolate, in today's world, national sovereignty has become an archaic and unworkable sham. It does not even exist among the great powers, and it is continuously violated secretly. Then again, in the preface to The Secret Team, he says, it is time to face the fact that true national sovereignty no longer exists. We live in a world of big business, big lawyers, big blankets, even bigger money men, and big politicians. We are now, despite common mythology to the contrary, the most dependent society that has ever lived.
And that was written in the 70s, and that was written in the 70s by the Pentagon head, but the Black Ops. But the issue here is that the world government they're establishing is tyrannical and oppressive. And so many Star Trek heads say, well, that's just the next step, world government. This is not a people's world government. This is a murderous world government.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I agree. Yeah, I just wanted to see what you thought about it, Alex, because it kind of knocked me over when I read it, you know, what he said.
Well, no, that's the fact, sir, and I appreciate your call. Let's jam in another one here. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Good, go ahead.
This is your man on the ground, Tim, from Michigan. I guess you could call me Trending Tim, if that reminds you of anything.
No, it doesn't, but what's on your mind?
Well, me and you had the conversation about the Yahoo trending thing.
Oh, yeah, you had the idea for us to start doing search terms and making them number one, which we've done 20 times now.
Exactly, and I wanted to say...
Hey, I got to go to break.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got, a republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Let me run through some news and try to get to your calls here at the end. U.S. poverty on track to post record gain in 2009. They're always a year late when they give you economic statistics. This is from the Associated Press. People are saying Barack Obama did that. No, George Bush, Bill Clinton, they all did that. They worked for the group that wants to destroy the economy. Here's another one, CNBC. Outlook, gloomy at secret billionaire meeting. And then these top billionaires report on all the things they've done to us, but then talk about how economically destitute we are and pose as our saviors. And it just goes on and on and on. Here's another one up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. United States Joint Forces Command warns that huge U.S. debt might lead to military impotence, default, or revolution. What did the British intelligence report 3 years ago say? But they work for the very same banks that have done this by design. So they've been building up this police state to suppress revolution against their hijacking of our economy. And then meanwhile, the total defense budget's close to $2 trillion. $2 trillion. $1.1 trillion, and then all the supplemental. So what do they want? More wars, but we're going bankrupt. They don't care. The globalists are offshore. I don't care if the troops breathe DU or people die from the asbestos at Ground Zero or people get sick from core exit. We're just a bunch of scum to them. A bunch of scum. You can even give the public solutions, and they just get mad at who brings them solutions. So the elite says, hey, these people will put up with anything. Let's run over them. And then here's high treason. Right here in this stack. This is out of AP as well. It says, Mexican gunmen fire at Border Patrol agents. The FBI is investigating after armed men shot at Border Patrol agents in Rio Grande. The agents returned fire. And then here's another one. USA Today. U.S. shifts approach to deporting illegal immigrants. No other country has open borders like this. But this is an inside political group they're going to use as a weapon. The Obama administration is changing the federal immigration enforcement strategy in ways that reduce the threat of deportation for millions of illegal immigrants. Even as states such as Arizona, Colorado, Virginia, Ohio, Texas are pushing to accelerate deportations. And it goes on to basically say they're not even arresting them. Oh, they'll have a few staged arrests every year for the media, but that's it. And what did CNS News report 2 weeks ago? In Arizona, they pulled the Border Patrol back 10 miles. They're not even allowed to enforce. Because the globalists under the North American Union Agreement, the SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, want open borders. They want people here to drive down the wages. They want to make them citizens to vote for gun control. Over 90% of these illegals, once they become citizens, vote for that. It's simple. They're bringing in a foreign mercenary workforce to get their job done and break the back of this country while you're busy sucking your thumb watching football. And so when they take your pension funds and when you lose your standard of living, you'll just look to the next presidential puppet to save you. Now, I want to play part of a local Fox newscast to analyze it here, because this is actually a pretty good newscast. They admit all these big brother nanny state things that are happening, but this is worldwide this is happening. And this isn't just nanny state. This is police state, total and complete control. What did NBC headline on Friday I covered? It said police state in Philadelphia. Warrantless searches on the roads, at the bus stops, the trains, and the police are quoted as saying, we can do anything we want. What did Congressman Stark say a month ago? The federal government can do anything it wants. The bankers that run our federal government are setting the precedent to do whatever they want. So here's this nanny state piece. Here it is.
They're your rights.
I think it's gone a little bit too far.
Slowly being taken away. More and more laws now telling us what we can do and where. From smoking bans.
I don't think that's right, especially when you're out in public.
To what we do in our cars. And even what we eat.
It's to keep the population safe. I think they've gone too far.
Where do you draw the line? Mandatory vaccines? How much government is too much?
They're practically in your home, in your bedroom, and in your living room.
Are we becoming a nanny state? Are laws becoming too intrusive?
The people should actually have to say what they want to do.
Where do you stand?
More and more Americans do think the government has gone too far, and they're standing up to take back their rights.
They certainly are. In fact, Reason.com ranked the worst and best cities for personal freedoms, and Austin didn't fare so well. Fox 7's Fody Clertis with perhaps a reason why.
The latest law to stir up the debate on government intrusion right here in Williamson County. It wasn't long ago you could spark up a cigarette or a cigar just about anywhere outside, and then the 15-foot law was passed, and now as of October, you'll be pushed back, way back. Try off the county property that your tax dollars help build. And it doesn't stop there.
Okay, then they get into forced inoculations and banning plastic bags. But notice it's always incremental. It's always more, 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 more. You're just being trained to accept anything and everything from these people. But they violate all their own laws. They do whatever they want. All over the country, they're trying to ban salt in restaurants. They're trying to put in vending machines nationwide where you got to swipe your driver's license and retina scan to get a bottle of wine. I was in a convenience store. No, I was in the airport. I've seen it in convenience stores as well. But the latest one, I was flying back from shooting with Jesse Ventura in Atlanta, Georgia, and New Orleans, Louisiana, for the TV show coming up in the fall, Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. And I flew into Houston, and I was waiting for my flight back to Austin, a connection, and I watched a woman who had to be 70 or older, And she walked over, and she was getting a piece of pizza, and she said, I want a Michelob Ultra. And the guy said, I've got to see your license. And then he takes it and scans it, and she says, what did you just do? Well, I've got to scan it. See, it goes through a database. So this is going on everywhere. And they don't allow that guy behind the counter to make the decision. This woman is at least 70 years old. I mean, she had a bald spot, for heaven's sakes. It was an old lady with her hair falling out, and she can't have a beer, man. She's got to give her little ID, and she's got to have it swiped to get that beer. And, I mean, I watched Ventura with his hip replacement get searched and patted down and squeezed. I watched women having their breasts squeezed in the checkpoints, I flying around. It's just, it's a joke. And Ventura said that's why he's looking to fully leave the U.S. And he just can't put up with it. And it's about training us to submit to anything and everything. But the good news is the public is angry, they're upset, and they realize what's happening, and more people are saying no. And it took 5% to start the Revolutionary War and to win it. We got way more than 5%. We probably got 30% of the numbers I've seen that are fully awake now. Go out and wake up the rest of the public, and together we're going to start saying no. The naked body scanners. The airlines say that flights are way down. People are mad. The airline executives are calling for them to be removed. It's an inside deal with Chertoff to individually make millions of dollars. The company's billions with thousands of these scanners going in. They admit it bathes you in radiation. And so now they say, okay, we're going to have a computer-generated cartoon of your body so we don't see your genitals. But they're lying. They still have the image, and they're saving it. They admit now they lied about that. So now they're going on the news saying, don't worry, we now create a image over the scan so we can't see your genitals. But that, too, is a lie. And then I read the report in Wired Magazine and Forbes 2 weeks ago about 500 high-powered X-ray machines, many times more powerful than a chest X-ray, super bad for you, 500 mobile vans beaming it into your house, looking into your house, violating the Fourth Amendment. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last week that citizens can be secretly arrested, tortured, and never seen again. I mean, look, we have a criminal government. We have a rogue, out-of-control government. None of us have a good future if we don't say no to this. None of us have a future. And they fund terrorists. They protect terrorists. They use those terrorists. The CIA's on record funding the Ground Zero Mosque to get everybody fighting with each other so that we'll give up our rights in the name of stopping the supposed Muslim terrorist. It's a joke. It's a fraud. It's a scam. We're reaching millions and millions of new people every week. We are the leading resistance to the globalists right now, and I'm begging listeners to spread the word about the free podcast at PrisonPlanet.com, to spread the word about the radio show, to get my films, to make copies of them, to give them to everyone you know, and to realize that the feds are coming in saying they want to censor talk radio on the Internet. They're now openly pushing it because they're a bunch of crooks. And did you think you'd ever see government-run health care? Do you ever think you'd see all these wars and torture and no Bill of Rights and face scanners and body scanners? Did you ever think you'd see the news promoting taking your pension funds? These people aren't going to back off until we say no to these bullies. Great job, crew.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.